I was watching some semi-documentaries about remote viewing, and I was sitting there wondering if it was a real thing. So then I went to sleep, and I woke up about 5, and all of a sudden, my eyes were open, but I could see a living room and a table and some cups, and it's like somebody was right outside the frame. It's just like a movie frame, like watching a movie. And I covered my eyes with my hands and I could still see it. But it was hard to focus because it was kind of painful trying to focus on an image in your mind, you know. It was the weirdest thing. And as I was trying to focus in on the image, it came to my mind that that happened before. I had just forgot about it. It's probably been about a couple years where it was starting to happen, and I kind of just ignored it and didn't think about it. And I really don't see any use in it. There's really no use in it because we already, even if a person can remote view, I don't see the use in it because you already know all things. What's happening right here is happening everywhere. Somebody told me a few years ago, said, why don't you go to the beach or the mountains? I said, well, if I go to the beach or the mountains, there's dirt there, there's sand there, there's water there, there's tree there, there's grass there, there's sky there. It's the same thing happening over there as it happened here. I get more accomplished staying where I'm at. And it's like right in front of me is an advertisement on the back of a truck, Surreal Journeys. So whatever I saw, if it was somebody's living room, it doesn't really matter. I don't see any benefits of it. I really don't see any benefit behind it. So what if you can remote view? You can walk out your door and look in your own living room, you know? Just get up, walk, and look at your own living room. There's really no benefit to remote viewing in my mind. Unless you could see the intention of somebody, that's a different story. Now, the way you see intention is by their words. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you don't need to remote view. You don't need to do anything supernatural. You just listen to the words, which are supernatural. So you have to have the spirit of truth. So just listen to the words. But I really see no benefit in the remote viewing or doing magic or whatever. It is what it is. I mean, every day is magic. Every moment's magic. Just breathing. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. Every moment is magic. We saw one of the prophets of old, was it Ezekiel or somebody? God allowed them to remote view and see into what the priests were doing underground. They were doing evil stuff to other gods and all that. And so we know it's possible, and we know God teleported Peter teleported him to the Ethiopian eunuch and gave him the gospel. So we know teleportation, we know remote viewings in the Bible, we know healings in the Bible, we know it's all in the Bible, and it's great. But even the prophets and all their supernatural gifts, the main thing now and then really is believe in God, trust God. But now the gospel is very clear. Believe in Jesus. So unless you're teleporting to give out the gospel, or remote viewing to meet somebody in a remote view situation to give out the gospel, really see no benefit. We got all the technology. We can remote view with our phones, you know, our TVs. So giving out, see, this is why they want to stop the gospel. because that's the power that of salvation, that anybody can be saved. And so once they get saved, they break the stronghold of the devil, right? Now, the devil's going to do a lot of mind games after you get saved, and it takes a long time to escape all the mind games. And let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good, in order to give to him that needeth, and let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is to edify. So even if you can remote view, even if you can heal people, you still got to work. You still got to do your daily routine wherever you are. Just be content where you're at. Do your duty, you know. Find something you enjoy and do it. Do it with all your might, for in the grave there's no work. That's in Proverbs. I know this is the New Testament. We're in the New Testament, but whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave there's no work. That's Proverbs. Memorize Proverbs, it'll help you.